Stay tuned for Self Care for Her podcast show. Now here is your host, Shekinah Gladden. Hey, girlfriend. Welcome to Self Care for Her podcast show. I'm Shekinah Gladden, the self care educator, aromatherapy advisor, and physical therapist. On this show, you will receive valuable information, tips, and tools to help enrich your quality of life, both personally and professionally, through inspired self-care practices. In addition, I will talk about some of my favorite teas and their health benefits. So go ahead and prepare your cup of tea, and I'll be right back. Hello, ladies. Welcome to Self Care for Her podcast. This is Shekinah, the Self Care Educator, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Once again, this is an off-the-cuff episode. It is going to be a mini episode, because today is such an amazing day, and I could not wait to, record just to let you know some of my feelings, and then just to kind of inspire all of us to look forward to brighter days. So that's what this is all about. Now, for those of you who are listening to my podcast show for the first time, I want to thank you so much. Feel free to subscribe to whatever podcasting site you're listening to my show. Be sure to subscribe so that you can receive notification when I release a new episode. And for those of you who are my returning listeners who are supporting this podcast show, I want to thank you as always. I greatly appreciate your support, and I want you to know that. So thank you once again. If you have listened to this podcast show more than one time and you have not subscribed, I want to invite you to subscribe to a podcasting site so that you can receive notification whenever I release a new episode. All right, now that we've gotten all of that out the way, it is an amazing day. Yes, it is, ladies. And, here in the United States of America, I don't even really know where to begin, but I'm going to say it this way. I am so grateful, and I thank God. First of all, I thank God. I thank God for listening to the hearts of those who wanted change, for the better. Not change for selfish reasons, but change for the better, for the good of humanity. I'm not here to belittle the current president that we have, which is Donald Trump. I'm not here to belittle him, because I don't need to do that. Mm-mm. You see, when we sow seeds of negativity, when we sow seeds of divisiveness and dissension and racism and fascism and, corruption, that comes back to you in some form or fashion. It comes back to you. That kind of energy comes back to you. That's why you don't necessarily have to wish something bad on someone. If they have been planting negative seeds, if they have been exhibiting negative energy, it will come back to them. Today we celebrate right here in the United States. And I know that there are those of you who are in a different country and you're celebrating along with us. We are celebrating our new president-elect Joseph, aka Joe Biden, and our first woman, but I must say she's Black woman, Asian woman, Indian, first woman vice president elect, Kamala Harris. Woo, yay. Ah, this is such an amazing time for those of us here in the United States. It was just beautiful. I, not too long ago, had the opportunity to listen to President-elect Joe Biden give his speech, of course, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and they both just shared words of hope, peace, unity, coming together, and helping to turn this pandemic around. And I'm so excited. And I have to say this. Now, they're not in office right now. We still do have supposedly a president in office. But what did he decide to do? He decided to go play some golf. That's what he decided to do. On this day, he decided to go play golf and not address the United States of America after finding out that Joe Biden is president-elect. But that's okay. Because once again, the energy that you sow, the energy that you give out, it comes back to you. But I am so delighted. I hope that you are too. And I want to say to those of you who did not vote for President Biden elect, for whatever reasons you may have, but I want you to do some soul searching. And I'm not saying this in a manner as if I'm saying that you are wrong about anything. I just want you to do some soul searching. I want you to really sit down and think about, why did you vote for him? Was this person someone that was going to bring the country together? Was he someone that was for the good of humanity, the good of all people? Was he someone that was going to lead us out of this pandemic? Because anytime that you put money before humanity, something is wrong with your soul. There is nothing wrong with wanting to have tax breaks and tax benefits. But anytime you put money before humanity, something is wrong with your soul. And there are people I know who was more concerned about their 401k, about getting certain tax benefits, than about the soul of this country, about humanity. I know someone personally. And every time I think about that person, I shake my head. I lost my uncle. Just like many of you out there, you may have lost a loved one to COVID-19. Many of you are still grieving. I know my grandmother is still grieving for the loss of her son. Why? Because we had someone in office who was being reckless, who did not put humanity first. It was all about him. It was all about I. But let me tell you, when you become all about the I, eventually, you will fall down. Pride before the fall. Pride before the fall. And so let me say this about self-care. That's why I love self-care, because it's an opportunity for us to sit down and do some evaluation. reevaluate what's going on in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirit, in our soul. Because there is something that's letting you know when you're off track. You know, some people don't listen. Some people may have that reprobate mind where no matter what you say to them, they're not going to listen. But for the majority of the people, there is something within you that'll let you know, no, that's not right. No, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have said that. But it's up to us to pay attention. And self-care allows you to be still so that you can hear what's going on within you, within your spirit. And when something does not line or align with the life that you desire, that's an opportunity for you to make it right, to do whatever you need to do to grow up, to mature, to transform, to change. So that you can be the best version of who you were created to be. So I don't want to go off into a long, drawn out episode because this was supposed to be a mini episode. But I wanted to come on and just say I'm excited. I hope you are excited. I'm looking forward to building up a better country where we can dream and we can hope, we can have peace, and we can inspire to love one another, to respect one another. We need to put back the respect in this country. And no, it's not going to be a perfect country. So please understand that this country and no other country will be a perfect country. Oh no. America is not going to be a perfect country, but I'm so excited that so many people, over 70 something million people, decided it was time to make a change. And when I looked out into the crowds and just the love and just the unity, it wasn't about locking anybody up. It wasn't about, you know, spewing any kind of, you know, negativity. It was just about unity. It's about coming together. It's about hope and dream, not just for you as an adult, but for your children, your grandchildren. That's what this country is all about. So I'm excited. I hope you are too. And I just want to congratulate the president-elect Joseph Biden and his beautiful, our beautiful first lady elect, I guess you could say it that way for right now, Jill Biden. And she's an educator. So that's going to be so awesome. And of course, our Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband as well, who is going to be the first, the first husband, the first male Vice President elect. I think that's how you say it. But anyway, by the time I come back on, I'll have it correct. So once again, I want to end by just saying, take a deep breath in and then out. Let's just take a moment to breathe. Let's just simply enjoy this moment. Sometimes we get too far ahead of ourselves and we need to just reel ourselves back to today and enjoy the moment. Breathe in and breathe out. Once again, if you're not a subscriber to my podcast show, I want to encourage you to do so. You can find my show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor.fm, and many more. Go ahead, subscribe, share this podcast show with others. And remember, ladies, no matter what, You do matter. Be blessed.